seriously. No, sir, I thought you didn't. That's why I told you. Yes, well... Eh? What? He broke off sharply, in sudden understanding of her words. I say that's why I told you, so you would notice it, you know, that the sun shines and all that. I knew you'd be glad it did, if only you stopped to think of it. And you didn't look a bit as if you were thinking of it. Well, of all the... ejaculated the man, with an oddly impotent gesture. He started forward again, but after the second step he turned back, still frowning.
See here, why don't you find someone your own age to talk to?
I'd like to, sir, but there aren't any round here, Nancy says. Still, I don't mind so very much. I like old folks just as well, maybe better sometimes, being used to the lady's aid, so.
The lady's aid, indeed. Is that what you took me for?
The man's lips were threatening to smile, but the scowl above them was still trying to hold them grimly stern. Pollyanna laughed gleefully.
Oh, no, sir. You don't look a mite like a lady's aider. Not but that you're just as good, of course. Maybe better, she added in hurried politeness. You see, I'm sure you're much nicer than you look.
The man made a queer noise in his throat.
Well, of all the...
he ejaculated again, as he turned and strode on as before. The next time Pollyanna met the man, his eyes were gazing straight into hers with a quizzical directness that made his face look really pleasant, Pollyanna thought.
Good afternoon, he greeted her a little stiffly. Perhaps I'd better say right away that I know the sun is shining today.
But you don't have to tell me, nodded Pollyanna brightly. I knew you knew it just as soon as I saw you.
Oh, you did you?
Yes, sir. I saw it in your eyes, you know, and in your smile.
Hm, grunted the man as he passed on.
The man always spoke to Pollyanna after this, and frequently he spoke first, though usually he said little but good afternoon. Even that, however, was a great surprise to Nancy, who chanced to be with Pollyanna one day when the greeting was given.
Sakes alive, Miss Pollyanna, she gasped.
Did that man speak to you? Why, yes, he always does, now, smiled Pollyanna.
He always does. Goodness, do you know who he is?
Demanded Nancy. Pollyanna frowned and shook her head.
I reckon he forgot to tell me one day. You see, I did my part of the introducing, but he didn't.
Nancy's eyes widened.